Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday evening, October 29th, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
2G Energy AG adjusts its forecast for the current 2025 financial year in terms of sales revenues and EBIT margin. 2G Energy AG has adjusted its forecast for the current 2025 financial year, lowering the sales revenue forecast to €380 to €400 million, representing up to 7% growth compared to the previous year. This adjustment is due to delays in incoming orders in Eastern Europe and a temporary decline in service volume in Germany. The EBIT margin is also expected to decrease to 6.5 to 8.0%. Despite these setbacks, the company remains optimistic, with a growth forecast for 2026 unchanged at sales revenues of €440 to €490 million and an EBIT margin of 9.0 to 11.0%. Specific projects in the data center market in Europe and North America, as well as the German biomass package, are expected to secure growth for 2027 and beyond.
Voyager Pharmaceuticals signs non-exclusive distribution and wholesale agreement with Phalanx. Voyager Pharmaceuticals Ltd. has signed a non-exclusive distribution agreement with Phalanx, a company based in Mexico. This partnership aims to drive market expansion into the Mexican healthcare sector, specifically in the area of barium-based contrast media. Phalanx will handle the registration and distribution of Voyager's products in Mexico, leveraging its established network. This strategic collaboration aligns both companies in a shared vision to grow Voyager's market presence within Mexico's medical imaging and contrast media markets. Phalanx, a leading pharmaceutical distributor in Latin America, provides comprehensive market solutions for businesses entering the region. This partnership represents a key milestone in Voyager's international growth strategy, expanding the company's global footprint and supporting access to underserved markets with increasing demand for high-quality contrast media.
Kontron publishes preliminary figures for the first 9 months of 2025. Profit guidance for 2025 confirmed. Kontron, a global leader in IoT technology, has published preliminary financial results for the first 9 months of 2025. Revenue for this period amounted to €1,182 million, with EBITDA increasing to €194 million, a 37% rise from the previous year. The company expects full-year revenue to be €1.7 billion, down from the previous estimate of €1.8 billion due to the discontinuation of the comm business. EBITDA is projected to remain around €270 million. CEO Hannes Niederhauser notes strong order intake in areas such as railway infrastructure, defense, aerospace, and artificial intelligence. Kontron will release its full results on November 5th.
Helix Biopharma Corp. announces fiscal 2025 year-end results. Helix Biopharma Corp. announced its fiscal 2025 year-end financial results, reporting a net loss of $5,000 and $205,000 for the year ended July 31, 2025. The company decided to focus on developing LDOS-47 as a combination therapy for non-small cell lung carcinoma. They terminated research collaborations with University of Tübingen, Germany, and Peter Mac, Australia, and closed their laboratory in Edmonton, Canada. Additionally, they received positive feedback from the FDA for their Phase 1b randomized Phase 2 study on LDOS-47. The company also made changes in corporate leadership, appointing a new CFO and COO. With a working capital deficiency of $2,807,000 as of July 31, 2025, they are exploring additional funding options to support their research and development initiatives.
Tech Media Breaks, Micropolis Holding Co., NYS American MCRP, broadens global reach. New agreement signals push into emerging markets. Micropolis Holding Co. has broadened its global reach with a new exclusive distribution agreement with Arexio FZ LLC. This agreement will allow Arexio to be the sole distributor of Micropolis's advanced unmanned ground security vehicles and related technologies in Egypt and North Africa. The patrol platform, designed for open road and desert environments, offers operational speeds of up to 50 kilometers per hour, a 15-hour runtime, rapid charging, and integration of Microspot AI software for security, surveillance, and border protection. By combining AI with robotics, Micropolis is positioning itself as a promising investment opportunity in automation, security, and smart infrastructure, attracting government contracts and private partnerships across emerging and developed markets.
Data Vault AI, DVLT, to acquire API Media, expanding AI-driven data monetization and media capabilities. Data Vault AI, a leader in data tokenization and monetization technologies, is set to acquire API Media in December 2025. This move will enhance Data Vault's AI-driven data activation and monetization capabilities while maintaining API's brand. API Media, known for its services in premier sports venues and enterprise clients, will bring expertise in audio, visual, and IT services to Data Vault. CEO Nathaniel Bradley sees this acquisition as a strategic step to scale Data Vault's data monetization ecosystem. The deal will expand client access to AI, analytics, and secure data monetization tools, driving growth in data, advertising, and AI markets for Data Vault.
Beeline Holdings BLN CEO highlights blockchain home equity platform launch in Benzinga interview. Beeline Holdings CEO and co-founder Nick Luza recently discussed the launch of Beeline Equity, the nation's first blockchain-powered home equity platform, in an exclusive interview with Benzinga. The platform allows homeowners to sell fractional equity in their properties without taking on debt or monthly payments, with each transaction tokenized on blockchain. Beeline closed 5 equity transactions last week, with 25 more expected within 45 days, and 2026 applications already being accepted. The company plans to expand nationwide as interest rate cuts improve housing affordability, creating tailwinds for the digital mortgage sector. Beeline Holdings is a mortgage fintech company based in Providence, Rhode Island, providing a faster, smarter path to home loans through its fully digital, AI-powered platform.
Network news breaks, tech forward, relationship driven. Optimum Bank Holdings Inc., American OPHC, shines on national stage. Optimum Bank Holdings Inc., trading on the NYSE American under the symbol OPHC, recently showcased its strong financial performance and strategic vision at 2 major October conferences. The Fort Lauderdale-based company reported robust second-quarter earnings of $3.6 million and surpassed $1 billion in total assets, reflecting double-digit deposit growth and rising net interest income. Chairman Moish Gubin represented the bank at the Illy Micro Main Event in San Diego and later attended the Jewish National Fund's Global Conference in Hollywood, Florida. These appearances highlight OPHC's focus on relationship-driven banking, tech modernization, and investor engagement. A recent feature on Gubin's entrepreneurial journey underscores his leadership in fueling Optimum Bank's growth. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Green Energy Breaks, Foremost Clean Energy Limited, MST, reports final assay results, confirming higher uranium grades at Hatchet Lake property. Foremost Clean Energy Limited, FMST, has announced final geochemical assay results from its 2025 winter drill program at the Hatchet Lake uranium property in Saskatchewan's eastern Athabasca Basin. The results show a significant grade increase for drill hole TF25-16, now returning 0.87% U-throw over 0.45 meters from 149.75 meters, compared to an earlier estimate of 0.22% over 0.9 meters. The assays indicate 6.2 meters of total mineralization, grading 0.10% U-throw forward, within a graphitic shear zone, suggesting proximity to a larger mineralizing system. Foremost Clean Energy is a rapidly growing North American uranium and lithium exploration company with a mission to make significant discoveries in the clean energy sector.
Verizon helps families stay connected as Hurricane Melissa makes landfall in Jamaica. Verizon is assisting families affected by Hurricane Melissa by offering free wireless and landline calling to Jamaica, Turks and Caicos, and the Bahamas. From October 28 to November 12, 2025, customers in these areas will have waived charges for international calls, texting, and data. This offer extends to consumer and small business customers, including prepaid brands like Straight Talk and TracFone. Customers do not need to take any action to avail of this offer. For more information on Verizon's emergency response efforts, visit their Emergency Resource Center.
Worried about being priced out of gold's rally? Check out these ETFs. Gold has been a top-performing asset class in 2025, smashing past $4,000 per ounce. Investors are seeking opportunities to capitalize on its growth, with gold miners emerging as a potential avenue. Amid political uncertainty and U.S. dollar weakness, gold remains a safe haven. Central banks added $19 trillion to global gold reserves in August 2025, reflecting a desire for safety. Sprott offers three ETFs for investors, SGDM, SGDJ, and GBEEG, providing exposure to gold miners. These ETFs can serve as a way to diversify within an equity portfolio, especially during volatile market conditions. Consider taking a closer look at gold miners through these ETFs for potential investment opportunities.
Investor news breaks: Pote Technologies Inc., NASDAQ OT, announces $150 million oversubscribed registered direct offering. Pote Technologies Inc., a designer and developer of optical products for data center and AI markets, has announced a $150 million oversubscribed registered direct offering. The offering involves the sale of 20,689,655 common shares to institutional investors, with gross proceeds expected to reach approximately $150 million. The company plans to utilize the funds for corporate development, targeted acquisitions, R&D expansion, acceleration of its light source business, and general working capital. Titan Partners Group, a division of American Capital Partners, is serving as the sole placement agent for the offering. Pote Technologies is known for its high-speed optical engines and custom optical modules, offering solutions for AI systems and hyperscale data centers. For more information, visit the company's website at wtoet-technologies.com.
Biomed news breaks: NanoViricides American NNVC highlights potent anti-measles results for NV387 in proactive interview. NanoViricides Inc. highlighted potent anti-measles results for NV387 in a recent interview. CEO Dr. Anil Diwan reported that NV387 showed strong anti-measles activity in both cell culture and humanized animal models, extending survival by 130% and protecting lung tissue in severe infection stages. With no approved measles treatments currently available, the findings underscore NV387's broad-spectrum potential. The drug has completed Phase 1 human trials with no reportable adverse events and is advancing to Phase 2 for Mpox. NanoViricides is positioned to support FDA emergency use applications and investigator-initiated INDs for urgent measles cases.
Network news breaks: Masimo Group NASDAQ MAMO reports strong dealer demand for new MVR electric carts following Vietnam production launch. Masimo Group, a manufacturer and distributor of power sports vehicles, has reported strong dealer demand for its new MVR electric carts following the launch of production in Vietnam. The company has received over $1.5 million in early dealer commitments for the MVR golf cart and MVR Cargo Max electric utility cart. The MVR series features 48-volt, 105-hour lithium-ion systems, offering greater range, faster charging, and extended battery life. Masimo Group CEO David Shan expressed excitement over the enthusiastic response from the dealer network, validating the company's product strategy and manufacturing partnerships. The company will showcase the lineup at the upcoming PGA show in Orlando, Florida, as part of its expansion in the electric mobility sector.
Pride Holdings Group, formerly Parliament House Enterprises, Inc., expands global portfolio with acquisition of Stonewall Bali. Pride Holdings Group, formerly Parliament House Enterprises, Inc., has expanded its global portfolio with the acquisition of Stonewall Bali, a top LGBTQ+ destination in Southeast Asia. Located in Badung, Bali, Stonewall Bali will remain an inclusive venue for dining, wine, spirits, and shows. Chris Bailey, the former owner, will now serve as the Director of Strategic Impact and Expansion for Pride Holdings Group in Australia and Southeast Asia. CEO Mike Barrett expressed excitement about embracing the Bali market, known for its tourism from Australia and Europe. This acquisition aligns with Pride Holdings Group's vision to solidify its position in the LGBTQ+ travel and hospitality market in the Asia-Pacific region. Web3 Media breaks Nextplat Corp. NXPL, NXPLW, granted 180-day NASDAQ extension to regain minimum bid price compliance. Nextplat Corp. NASP, NXPLW, has been granted an additional 180 calendar day extension by NASDAQ to regain compliance with the $1 minimum bid price requirement. The company now has until April 27, 2026 to achieve a closing bid price of at least $1 per share for 10 consecutive business days. This extension does not impact Nextplat's listing on the NASDAQ Capital Market. NASDAQ granted the extension after confirming the company meets all other listing criteria and has expressed its intention to regain compliance if needed through a reverse stock split.
Tech Media breaks DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ DVLT, to acquire API Media, expanding AI-driven data monetization and media capabilities. DataVault AI Inc., trading on NASDAQ under the symbol DVLT, has announced its plans to acquire API Media in December 2025. This strategic move will enhance DataVault's AI-driven data activation and monetization capabilities while maintaining API Media's brand identity. API Media, known for its services in audio, visual, and IT for sports venues and enterprise clients, will benefit from DataVault's patented technologies. DataVault AI's CEO, Nathaniel Bradley, sees this acquisition as a significant step in scaling their data monetization ecosystem. The deal is expected to expand client access to AI, analytics, and secure data monetization tools, driving growth and recurring revenue for DataVault across various markets.
Investor news breaks: LaFleur Minerals Inc., CSE LFLR, OTCQBF LF3WK0, featured in Network Newswire. Editorial on mining sector momentum. LaFleur Minerals Inc., traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol LFLR, was recently featured in a Network Newswire editorial discussing the shift in the mining sector from exploration to production. The editorial highlights LaFleur's transition to a producer with a fully permitted gold processing mill, positioning the company advantageously among its peers. LaFleur Minerals is focused on developing district-scale gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val-d'Or, Quebec, with a specific focus on the Swanson Gold Project and the Beacon Gold Mill. The company's Beacon Gold Mill, capable of processing over 750 tons per day, is being considered for processing mineralized material from Swanson and for custom milling operations for nearby gold projects.
Supply disruptions to keep copper's price outlook positive. Analysts have revised their forecast for the price of copper in 2026 due to disruptions at major mines, causing concerns about market deficits. Copper contracts on the LME hit a 17-month high in October following production issues in Congo, Chile, and Indonesia. As market dynamics unfold, companies like Aston Bay Holdings Limited will closely monitor the situation. Investors can find updates on Aston Bay Holdings Limited in the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Chinese EVs are capitalizing on tech features to dominate the market. Chinese electric vehicles are quickly changing the face of the global car market, with technology as their strongest weapon. Chinese brands are offering modern, affordable, and highly advanced electric cars that are attracting attention worldwide. The onus is now on Western EV makers like Bollinger Innovations, Inker, to match or surpass the offerings from China if they want to compete. Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focused on companies driving the future of technology, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Investor News Breaks, McEwen Inc., NYSTO X, refiles technical report on Fox Complex following OSC review. McEwen Inc., trading on the NYSE and TSX under the symbols MUX, has refiled its NI 43-101 technical report on the mineral resources estimate of the Fox Complex, Ontario, Canada, after a review by the Ontario Securities Commission. The updated report includes additional required information and a change in co-author to meet qualified person requirements. The mineral resources statements for the Fox Complex remain the same. McEwen provides exposure to gold, copper, and silver through its mines in the Americas and a copper project in Argentina. The company is committed to carbon neutrality by 2038. Shares are traded on the NYSE and TSX under MUX. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Rainmaker's affiliate Miranda Water Technologies, chosen for Ontario project, expanding rural housing with sustainable wastewater technology. Rainmaker Worldwide Inc. affiliate Miranda Water Technologies has been selected to provide decentralized wastewater treatment for a major residential development in Northumberland County, Ontario. The project, led by Robe Development Corporation and Stallwood Homes, will integrate Miranda's Miracell RBC Ultra system, allowing for sustainable water reuse and supporting community-scale development. This aligns with Ontario's Bill 17 housing goals, encouraging faster housing construction with modern infrastructure. The Miracell RBC Ultra system enables developers to plan diverse communities with smaller lot sizes, supporting up to 150 homes. This project showcases Rainmaker's commitment to sustainable growth and innovation, positioning the company as a key player in the next generation of water and wastewater solutions. GeoVax connects IDESA guidance on COVID-19 vaccination for immunocompromised patients with recent clinical data for GEO-CM4S1. GeoVax Labs Inc. highlights how its Phase 2 clinical data for GEO-CM4S1 align with IDESA guidelines prioritizing COVID-19 vaccination for immunocompromised patients. IDSA's recommendations emphasize the need for new vaccine strategies tailored to vulnerable populations, like cancer patients and transplant recipients. GeoVax's GEO-CM04S1, a multi-antigen vaccine, showed robust T-cell responses, cross-variant durability, and a favorable safety profile in vulnerable groups. The vaccine's interim data presented at the World Vaccine Congress Europe 2025 demonstrated broad immunity, mild adverse events, and protection in highly vulnerable patients. These results, along with ATSA guidance, highlight the importance of vaccine platforms beyond mRNA to address critical gaps in COVID-19 prevention for immunocompromised individuals. U.S. Nuclear Corp. reduces net loss over 54% for the second quarter and forecasts profitability for the third quarter, with higher backlog for 2026. U.S. Nuclear Corp. has reduced its net loss by over 54% for the second quarter and is forecasting profitability for the third quarter with a higher backlog for 2026. The company expects trading in the common stock to resume soon. CEO Bob Goldstein mentioned that excluding certain charges, the net loss for the first half of 2025 would have been significantly lower compared to the previous year. The company closed two transactions in the nuclear fusion sector, showing optimism for future growth. U.S. Nuclear is actively seeking sales reps and distributors to support its expanding customer base and is looking to hire an experienced VP of sales. For more information, visit the company's website or contact the respective departments for sales, product, or investor information.
Corsha and Dragos partner to strengthen OT security through automated machine identity protection. Corsha and Dragos have partnered to enhance OT security through automated machine identity protection. Corsha, a machine identity provider, has integrated with Dragos, a leader in OT cybersecurity, to give organizations complete visibility and control over industrial systems. By combining machine identity and threat detection, security teams can ensure every machine communication is verified and threats are detected before disrupting operations. This partnership strengthens resilience, accelerates response time, and secures critical industrial systems. The integration provides deep visibility into threats, confidence in machine connections, and helps prevent unauthorized machine activity. Together, Corsia and Dragos enable organizations to achieve zero trust for OT by validating every connection and controlling access based on risk.
Easy Dynamics named 2025 NVTC Cyber 50 honoree. Easy Dynamics has been named a 2025 Cyber 50 Award honoree by the Northern Virginia Technology Council, NVTC. This recognition highlights their innovation and leadership in cybersecurity solutions. The NVTC Cyber 50 Awards honor the top 50 cybersecurity companies, government contractors, executives, and rising stars in the National Capital Region. Easy Dynamics, known for their work in zero trust architecture, ICAM, and security automation, continues to provide effective solutions for federal agencies. Their commitment to staying at the forefront of cybersecurity innovation is reaffirmed by this recognition, showcasing their dedication to protecting critical digital infrastructure. Learn more about Easy Dynamics at www.easydynamics.com. Tax Appeal launches to modernize property tax appeal management, EID. Tax Appeal Plus, the first purpose-built software for high-volume property tax professionals, has launched publicly to help firms simplify and scale their operations. Created by Eric Wind, the former president of GeoData Plus, Tax Appeal Plus has powered firms handling hundreds to thousands of property tax appeals annually for nearly two decades. The platform streamlines the entire appeals process, from intake to invoicing, eliminating the need for spreadsheets and ad hoc systems. Testimonials from industry leaders like Adam Heller and Marcia Held highlight the transformative impact of Tax Appeal Plus on their businesses. To schedule a personalized demo, visit the official website. Tax Appeal Plus is revolutionizing property tax appeal management for firms across the United States. Headwaters Hospice and Palliative Care welcomes new CEO, James Bisom. Headwaters Hospice and Palliative Care proudly welcomes James Bisom, MHA, as its new Chief Executive Officer. With over 14 years of healthcare leadership experience, Bisom's mission is to enhance quality of life, dignity, and comfort for patients and families in Montana. Prior to joining Headwaters, he held management roles in various healthcare organizations, driving initiatives to improve patient safety and care delivery. Bisom's leadership focuses on growth, operational excellence, and community collaboration. He values compassion and integrity, aiming to build a culture of respect, accountability, and excellence. A Montana native, Bisom holds a bachelor's degree in business administration and a master's degree in health administration. He is proud to serve with a veteran-owned company that aligns with his values. For more information about Headwaters Hospice and its services, visit their website. Hidden Brains recognized as Company of the Year. Computer Services with Bronze Stevie Award 2025. Hidden Brains has been recognized as the Company of the Year Computer Services with the Bronze Stevie Award for 2025. With over 22 years of experience, Hidden Brains has received multiple international business awards for their innovation and excellence. The team at Hidden Brains has excelled in delivering exceptional computer-related services, including consulting, support, integration, operations management, and technology-enabled solutions. The rigorous selection process for the International Stevie Awards considers factors like innovation, impact, service excellence, and measurable outcomes. Hidden Brain's commitment to excellence and innovation has solidified its position as a global leader in AI app development. With a dedicated team of over 700 professionals, Hidden Brains continues to drive new technology and transform client dreams into reality. Ingram Insurance Group launches new website to better serve Ohio home, auto, and business insurance clients. Ingram Insurance Group, based in Dayton, Ohio, has launched a new website, www.insuredbyingram.com, to enhance the insurance shopping experience for Ohio residents and business owners. The user-friendly site allows visitors to easily request quotes, compare coverage options, and access educational resources on home, life, and business insurance. Founder Ryan Ingram stated that the redesigned platform embodies the agency's client-focused approach, offering expert advice and tailored coverage in minutes. The website also showcases specialized programs for real estate investors, rental property owners, and small businesses in Ohio. As part of their growth strategy, Ingram Insurance plans to release educational content throughout 2025 to help residents better understand insurance and financial goals. For more information, visit www.byingram.com.
NewNet Secure Transactions and Advantech Africa marks successful deployment of AccessGuard 1000 for major acquiring bank in Ethiopia. NewNet Secure Transactions Inc. and Advantech Africa celebrate the successful deployment of AccessGuard 1000 systems for a major acquiring bank in Ethiopia. This deployment enhances payment network access, secure transaction management, and operational efficiency for the bank. The AccessGuard 1000 system offers enhanced security, streamlined routing and switching services, as well as scalability and flexibility to adapt to growing transaction volumes. This collaboration reflects a commitment to revolutionize fintech in the African market. With this innovative solution, the acquiring bank is set to provide superior payment services, reinforcing its position as a leading financial institution in Ethiopia.
UAE hosts UAE Africa Tourism Investment Summit, forging a shared vision for sustainable tourism ventures across Africa. The UAE recently hosted the UAE Africa Tourism Investment Summit 2025 in Dubai under the theme Building Bridges for Sustainable Growth, with over 350 leaders from the UAE and 53 African nations. The summit aimed to strengthen economic integration by forging partnerships in tourism, hospitality, infrastructure, and innovation. Her Excellency Sheikha Nasser al-Nowais, UN Tourism Secretary General-elect, outlined a vision for driving Africa's tourism sector forward. The joint ministerial statement from the summit sets out a new investment mapping to boost collaboration in tourism, aviation, infrastructure, and digital transformation. Projects under this mapping require an estimated $6 billion investment and are expected to create 70,000 jobs. Priority areas for joint efforts include tourism, investment, sustainability, and SME financing.
Warning signs you need professional mold removers immediately. Fix Mold, a leading name for mold remediation in Miami, raises awareness about early warning signs of mold growth that homeowners should never ignore. Mold contamination is often unnoticed in places like behind walls and under floors. Signs include musty odors, respiratory irritation, peeling paint, visible dark patches, excess humidity, and more. Unchecked mold can pose health risks and damage property. Fix Mold's licensed experts use advanced technology like CO2 dry ice blasting and HEPA filtration for accurate and safe mold removal. Homeowners should contact professionals immediately upon suspecting mold growth to minimize health risks and repair costs. Fix Mold also offers virtual consultations for easy access to expert advice. With over 1,000 five-star reviews, Fix Mold provides top-tier, eco-friendly mold damage services in Miami and South Florida.
Olympus introduces NBI plus TXI observation mode to the EVIS X1 endoscopy system, CV1500 Video System Center. Olympus Corporation introduces the NBI's TXI observation mode to the EVIS X1 endoscopy system, CV1500 Video System Center. This new mode combines narrowband imaging and texture and color enhancement imaging into a single view. The EVIS X1 system, featuring the NBI's TXI mode, will be available in Japan starting November 2025, with launches in other regions pending regulatory approvals. This advanced imaging technology aims to improve the detection and diagnostic accuracy for gastrointestinal and respiratory diseases, including cancer. The NBI plus TXI mode enhances brightness correction and contrast information, providing clearer visualization in darker areas and sharper definition of vascular and mucosal patterns. This innovation supports better mucosal visibility, potentially leading to higher detection rates and improved qualitative diagnosis.
CPS Technologies secures $15.5 million contract with global semiconductor manufacturer. CPS Technologies Corp. has finalized a $15.5 million contract with a multinational semiconductor manufacturer. Over the next 12 months, CPS will supply advanced power module components to support high-speed rail, energy, and grid infrastructure. This deal marks a 16.5% increase in business from the customer, reflecting the growing demand for CPS's specialized solutions. CEO Brian Mackey expressed optimism about the company's aluminum silicon carbide product line and highlighted the importance of partnerships in driving innovation. The contract reaffirms CPS's commitment to developing performance-driven solutions for electrification, transportation, and energy sectors, as well as their plans to expand production capabilities in the near future.
Sunburrows Inc.'s three new Arizona restaurant locations. Sunburrows, the popular fast-casual Mexican restaurant chain, is expanding in Arizona with three new restaurant locations. Western Retail Advisors helped secure the new sites in Surprise, Peoria, and Maricopa, bringing Sunburrows' total restaurants in the state to 20. The latest location will be in Maricopa, Arizona, within the Stonegate Retail Center. This will be the third new restaurant site completed this year, with plans for more expansion in the future. Sunburrows is known for its Sonoran-style dishes and commitment to community spirit, offering a dining experience that feels like home. For more information, visit www.wretail.com.
Fidelity Bancorp Funding secures $300 million investment commitment from TCW, expanding lending capacity to $600 million. Fidelity Bancorp Funding has secured a $300 million investment commitment from TCW, increasing its lending capacity to $600 million. This capital infusion allows FBF to better serve private real estate investors in the current credit environment. CEO David Frosch stated that the new capital will enable FBF to provide strong returns to investors while supporting borrowers. TCW's president, Charlie Wu, expressed pride in the partnership, emphasizing the attractive market conditions. TCW's managing director, Max Scherer, highlighted FBF's disciplined underwriting and expertise in real estate. This collaboration reflects the growing demand for high-quality private credit strategies. FBF, based in Costa Mesa, specializes in first lien bridge loans secured by real estate, while TCW manages over $205 billion in assets across various investment vehicles.
Tenkate's Pivot Performance Turf scores big across North America. Tenkate's Pivot Performance Turf, designed to replicate natural grass, is gaining popularity across North America with installations in 30 states and Canada. Praised for its natural feel, elite performance, and environmental advantages, Pivot is outperforming the competition. Developed by Tenkate's Center for Turf Innovation, Pivot was engineered to replicate elite natural grass performance. It lasts up to 50% longer than conventional turf, requires no performance infill, and can be recycled. Backed by a 12-year warranty, Pivot reduces plastic shedding, meets safety standards, and requires no mowing or watering. With more installations underway, Pivot is setting a new standard for synthetic turf, offering playability, sustainability, and durability. Learn more about Pivot and Tenkate's commitment to performance and sustainability on the Pivot webpage.
HSR Zero Waste wins Canada's Clean 50 2026 Top Project Award for Convention Center Zero Waste Transformation. HSR Zero Waste is proud to announce that their Convention Center Zero Waste Transformation Project has been awarded the 2026 Clean 50 Top Project Award in Canada. This prestigious award recognizes outstanding sustainability initiatives driving measurable environmental impact. The project, in collaboration with event organizers and stakeholders, diverted over 1 million kilograms of material in a single year, raising the Vancouver Convention Center's diversion rate to between 75 to 90%. The Clean 50 Awards celebrate individuals and organizations making significant contributions to climate action and a net zero future. HSR Zero Waste's founders, Stan and Della Kaminsky, were honored to represent the company at the Clean 50 Summit in Toronto, connecting with other sustainability leaders. Learn more about this award-winning project on the Clean 50 website. Maestra.io unveils Shopify loyalty app, strengthening its position as the top Klaviyo alternative. Maestra.io has unveiled its Shopify loyalty app, the Maestra Companion app, allowing brands to easily implement loyalty programs and sync data into cross-channel journeys. With a team of over 30 employees and $4 million ARR, Maestro Dadio is becoming the preferred Klaviyo alternative for mid to large size brands. The companion app enables brands to launch rewards, promotions, and loyalty at checkout without any coding. Urban Armor Gear saw a 64% cost reduction and $100,000 in savings after switching to Maestro. The platform's CDP helps DTC brands personalize interactions across various channels. Maestro.io is trusted by brands like Quiksilver, JBL, and L'Oreal, setting a new standard in DTC marketing technology.
Highway releases Q3 2025 Freight Fraud Index. Direct thefts surge as fraudsters shift tactics. Highway, the leader in carrier identity and proactive fraud prevention for freight brokers, has released its Q3 2025 Freight Fraud Index, showing a rise in identity-driven attacks targeting brokers and carrier networks. Direct thefts have now surpassed compromised emails as the leading fraud vector, with rogue carriers driving losses. Despite a slight decrease in total theft volumes from Q2, fraud attempts are becoming more frequent and sophisticated. Highway blocked over 600,000 fraudulent email attempts and identified over 60,000 fraudulent phone numbers in Q3. Brokers reported nearly 3,000 identity alerts, and Highway recorded 149 unauthorized FMCSA contact changes. The top countries associated with Q3 attempts were India, Serbia, and Pakistan, with California, Texas, and Florida seeing the highest concentration of activity domestically. As the holiday season approaches, Highway warns of higher risk for certain goods and advises rigorous identity verification from tender through settlement.
Deutsche Konsum REIT AG announces extraordinary general meeting on the 4th of December 2025. Deutsche Konsum REIT AG will hold an extraordinary general meeting on 4th of December 2025 in Berlin. Shareholders will vote on the restructuring capital increase, a key part of the restructuring plan developed with FTI Andersch AG. The capital increase will involve a cash and contribution in kind component with subscription rights. BaFin has granted an exemption from the mandatory takeover offer requirement if VBL or its affiliates gain control through the restructuring. Deutsche Konsum REIT AG focuses on German retail properties for everyday goods. The company's shares are listed on the Prime Standard of the Deutsche Börse and on the JSE by way of a secondary listing. uBlock's shareholders approve all motions proposed by the Board of Directors at the Extraordinary General Meeting 2025. uBlocks, a global leader in positioning and short-range communication technologies, announces that shareholders approved all motions proposed by the Board of Directors at the Extraordinary Annual General Meeting 2025. Claudio Simão was elected as member and chairman of the Board of Directors, with Ronald Ailes and Bernhard Spetzmann also elected as members until the next general meeting. Claudio Simão and Ronald Ailes were elected to the Nomination, Compensation, and Sustainability Committee. Shareholders also approved the delisting of uBlock's shares from the SIX Swiss Exchange, subject to the completion of a public tender offer. The minutes of the meeting will be available on uBlock's website in the coming days.
Mining news breaks, regulatory breakthroughs. Further position Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ. TMQ in critical minerals supply chain. Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, is benefiting from recent regulatory breakthroughs that are enhancing its position in the critical minerals supply chain. With favorable policy changes in central Yukon and advancements in the proposed Ambler Access Road in northwest Alaska, Trilogy is seeing reduced regulatory obstacles and improved prospects for its copper-dominant polymetallic projects. As the demand for clean energy metals rises, Trilogy is well positioned to progress towards full development and potentially become a leading contributor to mineral security in Alaska and the United States.
Newmark Merrill Companies sells Rialto Village in Rialto, California to Langdon Street Capital. Newmark Merrill Companies has sold Rialto Village in Rialto, California to Langdon Street Capital. The 92,000-square-foot shopping center, anchored by Sprouts, was 100% leased during the COVID-19 pandemic. Newmark Merrill will continue to manage the property for the buyer. Located in a rapidly growing area, Rialto Village includes tenants like Burlington, Ulta Beauty, and In-N-Out. Langdon Street Capital's president, Adam Daneshgar, expressed confidence in the Rialto submarket and praised the property as a community-driven retail destination. The transaction was facilitated by Riza Investment Group. Sandy Siegel, president of Newmark Merrill Companies, highlighted the success of Rialto Village and the company's commitment to creating vibrant retail spaces. Langdon Street Capital, with a portfolio exceeding $600 million, focuses on multifamily, retail, and mixed-use properties.
DataVault AI, DVLT, licenses carbon credit tokenization system to Nature's Miracle in $2 million global agreement. DataVault AI, a leader in patented data tokenization and monetization technologies, has entered a $2 million global licensing agreement with Nature's Miracle Holding Inc., a sustainable agriculture and environmental technology company. Nature's Miracle will license DataVault AI's carbon credit tokenization system, allowing them to develop, distribute, and commercialize blockchain-powered carbon credit solutions. DataVault AI will receive a $2 million license fee and a 35% royalty on all gross revenue. This partnership aims to enhance sustainability reporting through blockchain integration, providing scalable and transparent carbon credit verification and trading. CEO Nathaniel Bradley sees this as a significant step in DataVault AI's strategy to expand into high-growth industries like sustainability and carbon markets. Three major ASX oil stocks just hit rock bottom. Buy now? When oil prices hit rock bottom, it's time to pay attention. With supply risks on the rise due to sanctions and government actions, ASX-listed oil stocks may be poised for a rebound. Wealth Within experts Philip Tortevsky and Pedro Benales highlight three Australian oil companies with potential for a turnaround. Oil prices are climbing, driven by market tightening and U.S. reserve refilling. Karoon Energy shows technical promise with a potential breakout. Woodside Energy holds strong support near $20, eyeing a breakout above $27. Viva Energy, despite mixed results, has a stable base and potential for a 45% upside. Timing is crucial for success in trading these stocks. To learn more, check out Wealth Within's accredited trading courses for expert insights and strategies.
Jet Set Pilates expands Florida footprint with new Dr. Phillips studio opening. Jet Set Pilates is expanding its Florida presence with a new studio opening in Dr. Phillips. The studio, owned by Austin and Vanitha Wolak, will open in early November with a grand opening event in December. Offering premium, full-body workouts, the studio will feature vendors, giveaways, food, a live DJ, and discounted founding memberships at $199 per month. With plans to open more studios in the greater Orlando area, the Wolaks are excited to bring Jet Set Pilates to their community. The studio will offer 50-minute classes on custom reformers, blending strength, cardio, and Pilates-inspired movements. For more information, visit their website or follow them on Instagram. Mission IR News Breaks, Supercom Limited, NASDAQ SPCB, strengthens national presence with new public safety initiative. Supercom Limited has expanded its U.S. presence to 12 states with a new electronic monitoring project in Wisconsin. The initiative, part of a domestic violence prevention program, will utilize Supercom's Pure Security Team platform to track offenders and enhance public safety. Since August 2024, Supercom has signed over 30 U.S. contracts and 11 reseller partnerships, offering modular EM solutions including PureOne TM, PureShield TM, PureProtect TM, and PureMonitor TM. The company's technology aligns with global evidence showing monitoring reduces recidivism, supporting its strategy of delivering scalable, cost-effective public safety tools while expanding its footprint. For more information, visit Supercom's website at www.supercom.com.
Priority Capital Advisory announces $28 million loan for the development of a 92-unit apartment project in West Los Angeles. Priority Capital Advisory has arranged a $28 million loan for CityPads to develop a 92-unit apartment project in West Los Angeles. The property, located at 893 White945 Helms Place, will offer a mix of studio, one-bedroom, and three-bedroom units at affordable prices. Amenities will include co-working space, private patios, on-site parking, and a roof deck with panoramic views. The project is set to address the need for affordable and market-rate housing in the area, with completion expected by late 2026. CityPads is also planning a 144-unit project nearby and has more developments in the pipeline for West Los Angeles and beyond. Blow Blow Dry Bar opens in Palm Beach Gardens with limited-time specials. Blow Blow Dry Bar, North America's original blow dry bar franchise, will open its newest Florida bar on October 31st in Palm Beach Gardens. Located at 11290 Legacy Ave, Suite 140, the new bar will offer 5 signature styles on its hair menu, a la carte options, a variety of hair treatments, plus 5 signature makeup looks, and a curated selection of customized styles to suit every occasion. To celebrate its grand opening, the Palm Beach Gardens Bar will offer 2 limited-time promotions. Founding membership. For a limited time, the new bar will offer a founder's rate for its signature main squeeze membership, which includes 2 blowouts a month for $80, $110 for extended time, $5 off each additional blowout, discounts on retail and other services, and many more perks. Special opening rate. $45 blowouts, regularly $59 and $74 for extended time for the entire first month of operation. Owned and operated by father-daughter duo, Kenny Trattner and Lindsay Levitt, the Palm Beach Gardens Bar marks the pair's 4th blow location in Palm Beach County. Levitt, a licensed cosmetologist and Boca Raton resident, oversees front-of-house operations and guest experience, while Trattner manages business operations. Together, they hold the rights to all of Palm Beach County and are committed to bringing the brand's elevated styling experience to communities throughout the area. Blow Blow Dry Bar is on a mission to create a space where people of all ages, ethnicities, and orientations are welcomed, represented, and made to feel gorgeous while emphasizing the need for self-care and wellness. Combining a sophisticated design with a fun and energetic environment, Blow cultivates a seamless and enjoyable experience for guests upon their arrival, during, and after their services. Expertly trained stylists are available for consultation 7 days a week to meet the needs of all guests. The brand's hair menu includes 5 signature styles, from sleek and straight to bouncy curls, plus a wide assortment of customized looks, including updos and braids. Blow Blow Dry Bar also offers makeup services from expert artists on hand to help guests look and feel amazing for any occasion. The Palm Beach Gardens Blow Blow Dry Bar will be open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information on Blow Blow Dry Bar in Palm Beach Gardens or to book an appointment, please visit the Blow Blow Dry Bar website or call 561-931-2436.
AI News Breaks, Max Power Mining Sex, OTC Max 89N, unveils AI-assisted large earth model integration for natural hydrogen exploration. Max Power Mining unveiled its Max Power Large Earth Model Integration, MAC for natural hydrogen, an advanced exploration system set to be enhanced by artificial intelligence. The company's first deep well targeting natural hydrogen is scheduled to start drilling on November 7th in southern Saskatchewan, with more wells planned across its 1.3 million-acre land package. Max Lemmy, overseen by Chief Geoscientist Steve Halabura, PGO, integrates regional datasets and is evolving into a scalable, AI-assisted blueprint for global natural hydrogen exploration. The system will be showcased at the Natural Hydrogen Summit in Paris on November 13-14, 2025.
Rock Breaks, ES Gold Corp, OTCQB, confirms Merrill Crow Circuit as optimal processing path at Montauban Gold Silver Project. ES Gold Corp, listed on the CSE as ESAU and on the OTCQB SAUF, has confirmed the Merrill Crow closed circuit as the optimal processing path at its Montauban Gold Silver Project in Quebec. Gravity separation tests revealed that concentrate grades were insufficient for direct gold and silver pouring, leading to the decision to process all material through the Merrill Crow system during the final construction phase. The results, supervised by Edmond St. Jean, Piang, and analyzed by ALS Global in Val-d'Or, de-risk equipment procurement and support ongoing mill construction, which is ahead of schedule. ES Gold also noted continued infrastructure expansion, including the Gold Room and Laboratory, and completion of advanced 3D geological modeling to guide an expanded exploration program.
Biomed News Breaks, Nutriband Inc., NASDAQ, and TRB receives FDA meeting feedback. Advancing Aversa Fentanyl toward 505(2) NDA submission. Nutriband Inc., a developer of prescription transdermal pharmaceutical products, has received feedback from the FDA advancing its lead product, Aversa Fentanyl, toward a 505(2) NDA submission. The meeting with the FDA confirmed the regulatory pathway and provided guidance on manufacturing validation, product specifications, and stability testing. The FDA also offered feedback on in vitro manipulation and extraction studies to characterize Aversa's abuse deterrent properties. Nutriband is primarily engaged in the development of transdermal pharmaceutical products with Aversa TM technology aimed at preventing the abuse, misuse, diversion, and accidental exposure of drugs with abuse potential. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.